Wow. Okay, everything I was going to say is irrelevant now. So, no, that's really beautiful. Thank you all. We were talking about singing. We were talking about dancing. We talked about karaoke, which I guess is singing. It goes in that category. And if you are going to lean into your destiny, the one song you sing is that song that is yours, nobody else's. So even if you sing somebody else's on the karaoke machine, it's still your song because it's you. It's going to be your unique way of doing it. And it could look pretty clumsy if you're worried about it. If you've got voices in your head that are telling you that you should be shamed, yeah, it's going to look clumsy. You let it out, it's not clumsy. Because you got it there and you can let it out. And once you start letting your song out, your unique song, which is the culmination of your life. I mean, that's the mixture you've gotten to here by taking all of these missteps, by taking all of these learnings, by following people, by leading, and now you're here. And you don't want to leave this left, you don't want to leave this on the carpet. I mean, you kind of want to lift it up. And I know there's something about leaving it on the carpet for dancing, but we're talking singing. You want to lift it up. I want to lift it up. I am not leaving here without singing my song. And I don't care what my legacy is. I don't care if I have a following. In fact, it could be a little easier if I don't. Because that could get in the way. You could trip up. You could trip up thinking, oh, you're a leader. Therefore, I must do X, Y, or Z. And your song isn't coming out anymore. I don't know why, but into my head is an old Jackson Brown song. Into a dancer you have grown from a seed somebody else has thrown. Go on and throw some seeds of your own. That's being a leader, I think. You're at that spot where you can take things that have hurt and let them open you up so that you can listen to the real mystery. And I mentioned this in prep that we were discussing whether or not Sunrise Ranch is in some way metaphor for an individual person. Like if it was a person, what would it be like or what would it have in it? And it would have all these memories of all the people that were here. It would have all the energy of all the people that were here, all the mistakes, but all the learning. And in a way, it does. And I said that I couldn't prove that if you open up, if you go past your hurt, and you open your heart and your mind, that you're not going to, that these messages that you get, I can't prove that they're not from people that were here. Maybe they were. It doesn't really matter. If you open up, you're going to get some information, and you'll know when it's true, because it's going to feel right, and it's going to feel like love. And that is the beginning of the song. And then you are the one that gets to compose it. This is creatorship. You're composing your song. So as you start and you're taking this new information you got downloaded, just notice it. If you start going down a rabbit hole and saying, oh no, not that, that's not good enough. Oh no, not that, that's not sophisticated, that's not fancy, doesn't look intelligent. I don't look like a leader if I do this, because that's keeping you from singing the song. And I think it would be wonderful if someday somebody pointed to me and said, like that. So thank you. Jane?